This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Spicy, chunky, fruity, or fishy. These are all different flavors that can be incorporated into a Bloody Mary. The classic brunch cocktail based on vodka, tomato juice, Tabasco, and Worcestershire has been replaced by exciting new drinks that push the boundaries of what a Bloody Mary can be. Bartenders from all over New York City gathered at Joe Campanelli's East Village Italian restaurant, Le Piccio, to fight for their right to keep it spicy. At the Eat, Drink, and Bloody Mary event with their own interpretations of the libation. The day culminated in an awards ceremony for the most bodacious bloody of the day. HRN was on the scene to get the savory scoop. First stop was an unconventional, beet-based Bloody Mary from Nourish Kitchen and Table based in the West Village.
I'm Marissa Lipper with Nourish Kitchen and Table.
And Minda Ramirez from Kitchen and Table.
We wanted to do something a little different in terms of both seasonality and presentation and color. So we chose to go front forward with beets and then back it up with a little bit of tomato juice, orange juice, rose water, mint, jalapeno, fennel, little vegetable medley, and some just really pretty overtones like the rose water. It's like detoxing while you're drinking. It's perfect.
The Modern, the restaurant at the Museum of Modern Art, had a different story to tell.
I'm Erin Jameson, and the name of the drink is Blood Light from the Modern.
Erin explained to me how her clear Bloody Mary still contained all the flavor components of a traditional Bloody.
So it's really all the components of a traditional Bloody Mary, but kind of the essence of them instead. You have the nightshade water, tomato, peppers, eggplant, potatoes, with, you know, a tincture of horseradish, lemon, vodka. It's all in there.
So what are the benefits of consuming this lighter version of the cocktail?
Instead of, you know, having one Bloody Mary, you can have five. It's really just easy drinking.
At DBGB, the Bloody Mary featured a veal and beef stock with a house-made chicharrone garnish.
My name's Eduardo. I'm part of the DBGB kitchen and bar team here at the third annual Bloody Mary competition. And we are featuring a fun, what we're calling Bowery Bloody Mary. Starting people off with a bit of a palate cleanser. Essentially, we're offering folks some freshly fried chicharrones, so the DBGB house pork rinds that have been tossed with salt and cayenne pepper. And then we're giving them our really fantastic Bloody Mary that utilizes Chef Danielle Ballou's famous veal and beef stock as the secret ingredient. And we're also playing around with freshly pressed cucumber and celery juice, as well as fresh lime juice, four different kind of peppercorns, and a whole lot of love.
This was one hearty drink, but was it nourishing enough to live on?
How long could I survive on a bloody deserted island with Bloody Marys, our Bloody Marys? I would say easily a fortnight. And if I had my chicharrones along with the Bloody Marys, no problem, 3 weeks.
Michelin-starred Rouge Chaumont stepped up their game with some Latin flavors.
My name is Zach Moore. I'm from Rouge Chaumont on 68th and 5th Avenue. Where most Bloody Marys, you can kind of get overwhelmed with the spice. We did a take on a classic Mexican taco, cochinita pibil. So we have some slow-roasted pineapple. Gives you some of that nice, fresh, refreshing juices. You have fresh tomato. You have a cilantro lime salt. Gives you some good aromatics. And then we finished it with some ají casero, which is a traditional Peruvian spice mix.
Sounds great, but it had me wondering, what's the difference between their Bloody Mary and a taco?
You can drink it.
Fair enough. L'Artusi, sister restaurant of Le Piccio, went classic with their Italian flavors.
Hi, my name's Jory from L'Artusi. We're presenting a Bloody Mary from Chef Gabe Thompson, our executive chef. What he did was he actually wanted to do a rip on a classic, but bring in his own Texas influence. So there's some V8 and Sriracha for spice in the mix. And then on the rim, you'll find some Old Bay seasoning, which is a usual classic touch. And on the skewer, you have some poached shrimp, an olive, pepperoni, and a B&G pepper. Now, B&G, like pepper juice, is what they use for like jardinera, for like classic Italian like spice.
The ladies of the Ren on Bowery had a full-on bloody brine bath with their clammy cocktail. I asked them if their use of Clamato might be off-putting to some.
You know, we actually
thought about the fact that A, Clamato juice might be polarizing to certain people, and also, you know, there's shellfish allergies and vegetarians and things like that. But we really stand behind this. I think that it's something interesting and different. A lot of people are really scared of Clamato juice. Actually, a guy came over earlier who hates clams, and I convinced him to try it, and he said it was his favorite. So,
a golden Bloody Mary from Harlow added a nice pop of color to a sea of red. Bartender Tyler insisted his corn and yellow tomato drink was not only beautiful, but also quite nutritious.
So it'd be really, really healthy. I'd say two or three, and you'd be really, really healthy. I mean, this is, you know, juice cleanses and juice diets are, you know, the trend right now. So you get everything. We have grains and vegetables in here. We got all sorts of acid. We have fruit. I mean, this is really a well-balanced meal.
No time to eat? No problem. Kerry Goldberg from Mark Forgione has got you covered with a liquid lunch.
We like to serve it with dill Havarti cheese, some pickled shiseido peppers, and pickled shrimp. So we kind of think of it as a Bloody Mary that you can kind of chew on. It's more of a meal than a drink.
I asked him what the most important component of a Bloody Mary was in his opinion.
Well, to me, it's the texture. Obviously, most Bloody Marys are going to be spicy. We like ours with a good amount of whole grain mustard and horseradish, so you can kind of chew every bite. But it's definitely a consistency thing. We like ours thick and mealy.
These were all great, but only one Bloody Mary could win the coveted judge's award. So who was it?
Judge's choice, which is also my favorite, actually, is Dover.
I spoke to the master mixologist behind the winning drink, Matthew Walters, whose cocktail was inspired by the flavors and spices of Thailand.
It's called the Phuket Mary, and it's tomato juice, kaffir-infused Tito's vodka, kaffir-lime-infused Tito's vodka, lemongrass water, lime juice, fish sauce, Thai chili, and just salt, a little extra.
But what was the secret ingredient that put Dover's drink over the top?
Love is the most important ingredient.
That sounds good enough to drink. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are Born Slippy Ton by Boyfriend and Chrono and Four of Seven by Jack Inslee. Thanks for listening.